You're listening to The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino. Live music venues across the country shut their doors because of the coronavirus. For artists and people who work on those shows, it's a major loss of revenue.
Enough with the Cadillacs and the Hampton Estates.
And one of the first major music festivals to be canceled was South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Roughly 2,000 artists were supposed to perform there this week. It's a massive festival, and for many artists, it's also massively important. Many up-and-coming musicians were looking forward to having a breakout moment at South By. The cancellation of the festival is devastating for them. This year, the list of emerging artists who were supposed to perform is a really interesting one, so we decided to give you a taste of what you're missing. I want you to meet two people who are in the know about what might have been the breakout acts at South By Southwest. Eduardo Cepeda is the music editor for Remezcla.com. Hey, Eduardo.
Hi, how you doing?
And we also have Deidre Gott. She's a live music producer for KUTX. Hey, Deidre.
Hello.
So, Deidre, you're speaking with us from Austin, Texas. What does the cancellation of South by Southwest mean for people out there in Austin?
Obviously, our economy really thrives and depends on South by Southwest, from bartenders to music venues to restaurants to Lyft drivers. I mean, this affects our economy. A lot of businesses depend on this to keep their doors open for the rest of the year. So it's a huge blow for sure.
But given what's going on with the coronavirus, were you still shocked when they canceled it?
Like at first, you know, just like what, 2 weeks ago, it was like, oh, there's no way they're going to cancel South By. It's just too big of a beast. You can't stop this from going. There's no way. They've never canceled it in the, you know, 34, however many years it's been. But then as the days go by and more facts come out and everything, it just like snowballed. And it was a big shock. Obviously, it was necessary, as we know now.
In years past, South by Southwest has meant a lot for up-and-coming Latino and Latin American musicians, right? How are they being affected?
Well, you know, a lot, and this goes for every kind of artist, a lot of artists kind of plan their Southwest tours around South By. So, you know, they plan to spend about a week or so in Austin, and they program dates around that. So a lot of these smaller artists, that's what they make their living off doing, is performing in front of audiences. So the cancellation of South By has meant for a lot of artists have had to, you know, basically cancel their tours. And now it's, of course, it's spreading now. And so they're canceling tours in general. But, you know, South By was kind of the first moment where we started seeing this happening.
What about the Latin artist in particular? Is this a particular blow for some groups that were hoping to make a big splash to expose their music to more diverse audiences?
Yeah, definitely. We actually had our own unofficial South By showcase at planned this year. And one of the artists, for example, that we were really, really excited about and a lot of people were excited about seeing this year, his name is Natanael Cano. And he's kind of part of this up-and-coming movement of corrido music coming out of California, which is geared more towards, you know, the younger generation. It's like a reimagination of the corridos like your tios were listening to, made for people who grew up listening to hip-hop or grew up just immersed in American culture, but still wanted a connection to the music that they grew up listening to. And so this was one of the artists who was going to perform at our event, and we were hopefully going to get him in front of a lot of like a more mainstream audience.
Levantando el vuelo voy, toda mi gente está alerta para cualquier punta. Soy el layer pa que sepan. Por aquí no existe la traición. Tanto en cómo ganar.
You know, his music, I can see hints of sort of older school music of that genre, but there's also something different. How would you describe that difference?
Well, there's various names being thrown around to describe this music. Some have been calling it trap corrido. Others have been calling it corrido urbano. He personally refers to it as corrido tumbados. You know, and so it's just kind of this new like melding of, you know, hip hop influences with the corrido music they grew up listening to. If you listen to a lot of his music, he's rapping. And in fact, recently, a few months ago, Bad Bunny, a very, very known artist, found one of his songs and asked to be on a remix of it. So there's kind of this like joining of these worlds of Urbano music with Corrido now starting to happen. And the South By event was going to be a huge deal for him because this was going to be the first time he was going to perform in front of an audience outside of his already built-in sort of, you know, California West Coast audience.
It's such a big blow because we're sort of missing out on his huge debut. Deidre, what ends up happening to artists who wanted to make a big splash at South by Southwest? They're in Austin, they've traveled, and now what do they do? You know, they have no place to perform.
You know, honestly, a lot of the bands aren't coming. Like, the first wave of, like, announcements of South by getting canceled, a lot of, even mine, it's like, that first week after South by got canceled, we were all kind of scrounging around trying to figure out how can we still place bands that are playing, who are still coming to town. Like the venues were all banding together to, you know, still do showcases with the bands coming from out of town, as well as, you know, our vibrant Austin music scene. But by the end of the week, everybody changed their tune and things were canceled. So there's not really anything happening. We're kind of all social distancing in Austin.
What a blow financially to some of these artists who are living gig to gig. Eduardo, you know, COVID-19 is forcing the cancellation of concerts across the country. In this streaming era, is it financially viable to live stream performances for musicians? Can they make money that way?
I mean, not through actual streaming numbers. You have to remember, even the artists who are, we're talking about artists who are doing maybe 10, 20, 30 million streams a year, they're not making a lot of money off of that. That's a check that may cover 1 month's rent. So what I've seen happening now is a lot of artists are banding together to do live streams and are asking for donations through that. Now, if enough people log on to something like that and you know, pay into the PayPal or whatever Venmo that they're using, that could be a viable way, but it's ultimately not sustainable for a long period of time.
Eduardo, another musician that was going to perform at Remezcla's showcase was Nino Agustin. Now, he's a Panamanian reggaeton artist, and he's got a song that's pretty hot right now. So what stands out to you about Nino Agustin?
Well, for us, Nino's an artist who we've been following for quite a while now. When we talk about the genre Urbano music, as it's been referred to, which includes reggaeton, it includes, you know, Latin trap music, Urbano's beginnings really, really trace back to Panama in the 70s, when a lot of Jamaican artists were sending instrumentals of their dancehall music to their cousins in Panama. And kind of that's where the beginnings of reggaeton began. And you see now in the music industry, especially in this huge Urbano industry, not a lot of Black artists are being highlighted. And Nino Agustin is, you know, he's a Black Panamanian from Panama. He now lives in Atlanta, so he's picked up this kind of Atlanta Southern trap sound that he's been kind of incorporating a little bit into his music. And so he's really doing an interesting take on kind of the original Panamanian reggaeton and bringing it into the, you know, to 2020.
So Deidre, I know you were excited to see the Austin band Star Parks at this year's festival. And I believe the title of that song is Oh Boredom, Schmaltz City, USA?
Correct, yes. Star Parks is from Austin. They're KUTX's Artist of the Month. And they're an example of one of those bands that, you know, is a huge blow. They are a 9-piece band now at this point. They have like a horn section and a vibraphone. And they're one of those bands, like a lot of budding bands, that this South by cancellation kind of keeps them at the bottom of the hill trying to get their music out to a larger audience because they can't tour with a 9-piece band. They tour with a 4-piece. So South By was a chance to be able to have that full sound that you hear on the record to a larger audience.
There was another man, really fantastic music that you mentioned, and the band Heartbones. I'm the kind of girl who wants to listen to what you say. If I'm gonna stay, I'll never sway. Don't you ever tell me my emotions. that reminds me a little bit of the 80s. One of their biggest inspirations was the soundtrack to the movie Dirty Dancing. Is that right?
That is correct. It's a collaboration between Sean Tillman, who is known as Harmar's superstar, and Sabrina Ellis, the front person of Sweet Spirit and A Giant Dog. So they became friends while touring with each other. They got their inspiration by listening to the duets on Dirty Dancing, and actually went on the road and chose to introduce Heartbones, as they are, singing the songs of Dirty Dancing along with a few of their new originals. So this South By, they would have just released their debut album. I mean, it is out now. It's called Hot Dish. And their tour, which was already in progress, was going to roll through Austin and then keep going until April 20th, but it's now postponed indefinitely.
Ugh, so sad. Eduardo, I know that one of the ones that you were hoping to hear is Divino Niño. It's a group based in Chicago.
Yeah, they're great. They're making, I guess, a sort of psychedelic pop sound. But what I think is really interesting about them is, you know, if just about anybody listens to them, they're going to hear some kind of Beatles influence and stuff like that. But for Latinos who grew up with their parents listening to, you know, 70s pop while they're cleaning the house on Saturday, you're going to hear some of those influences too. So it's kind of really just music created by Latinos for Latinos who just understand all the different influences that come from our, you know, different upbringings.
Oh, I want to hear this. So right, Eduardo, I'm getting flashbacks of a different time and era.
Right.
Deidre, the musician Brittany Denise Parks performs under the stage name Sudan Archives. This is her song, Confessions.
There is a place that I call home, but it's not where I am welcome. And if I saw all the angels, why is my presence so
Yeah, Sudan Archives. I was really excited to see her perform because I've never seen her live before. She's an experimental violinist, and she kind of mixes these elements of R&B and African beats and electronic music and creates these beautiful, catchy lines that just get stuck in my head. She's usually a one-woman show because she uses loop pedals and plucking and bowing on the violin for this really cool sound. But this tour that she was just doing was going to be her first non-solo tour. She was going to be joined by a pianist. And I was really excited to get to finally see her live. And that's not happening now.
Eduardo, your final pick is Angelica Garcia. Tell us about her.
Angelica Garcia actually recently performed. We have an emerging music series called Nuevo Noise, and including the editorial we do around it. We do these live shows at Elsewhere in Brooklyn. She performed there with Loyal Lobos for us. And Angelica Garcia is really interesting because she's this Chicana singer originally from Los Angeles, and she's taking the same way kind of Divino Niño is doing it, taking her influences and mixing them with what she grew up around in the United States. And she really got a boost a few months ago when Barack Obama put out his list of songs of the year. Her song Hikama was actually included in that, and that kind of brought her out to a bigger audience.
So let's hear her song. Deidre Gott is a live music producer for KUTX, and Eduardo Cepeda is the music editor for Remezcla.com. Deidre, Eduardo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Dogs on the street corner start having a fight.
say, yeah. Ooh.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.